So I knew I grew, and so I'm soft to all. And my lack of ambition, I was sick, I was moved to the edge, a scab of the truth of the human condition. Thank you.
Song about faking your death and moving into a cave.
Thank you. something. I think the lion and the Teletubby were kicked out of the circle because they were different, because the lion couldn't talk, and because the Teletubby was ugly. I mean, subjectively, obviously. But now that they're out, they're free, and they can go make a new society together or create their own non-profit art space.
The monkey's pissed because they just shut down two of the forums he loved trolling on. They should kick him out.
I think that Care Bear is prescribing Xanax to half of Washington, D.C., and he should leave the circle and just share what he has, and all of the animals can go to sleep and have lovely dreams.
Well, now that I think about it a little bit more, maybe it's not so bad inside the circle, and the Teletubby and mine should just come back in.
I think that the Teletubby... I think that the Teletubby and lion should come back in, and I think they should heave that sick doll out of there.
I think they should push that doll out and build a society based on manufacturing Christmas lights that are so big that no one can't fit. Everyone can fit in the circle.
They'll bring back a lot of jobs making those Christmas lights.
Or maybe the circle is just broken now, and all of them should leave the circle, even the sixth doll.
So a while back, my psychiatrist suggested that I try this supplement as an alternative to benzos because I was having panic attacks. This supplement is in a class of drugs known as nootropics. Does anyone know what nootropics are? You can buy them over the internet. This particular nootropic was first developed in Russia to help treat post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's very effective in alleviating anxiety. However, one day I took three times the recommended dose and I hallucinated for 3 days and could not remember anyone's names due to the long half-life of this nootropic. And that's what the song is about. Thank you.
Well, I think there are a lot of options. Sometimes there are too many options. But at the end of the day, freedom is a choice, and the animals can do something.
What should they do?
Any suggestions? I think the animals could take that doll and put him inside the piano, and he could stay there for the rest of his life.
Maybe they could just put him on top of the piano and like, you know, walk him to the edge and then knock him off. Not that one so much.
He might do it. He'll get a lot of publicity if he jumps.
Mm-hmm. And then it could be all like that, you know, that Moriarty stuff. Messed up.
Turn into a martyr.
They could turn him into a martyr.
Bad idea. If they're gonna get rid of him, get rid of him for good. Don't want any memory of him.
Or they could just ignore him and then they could just leave and take the circle with them. Anybody else? Anybody else? Like television.
Flames seem like a good option.
They could change him into an outfit that looks a little cuter.
Whoa, man, you know, he does have a big gut. I don't know if, you know, don't know if we want to see that.
What's next? Well, what do you, did you have any particular ideas?
Would go with his orange skin.
Anybody else?
Sell him.
So maybe we should take a vote. How many people think that the animals...
You can vote more than once.
Yeah, just like Steve Bannon. So, how many people think that the animals should put him in the piano and leave him there?
Sound vote.
How many people think that they should lead him to the piano and push him over the edge?
How many people think that they should stick him back there so he's forgotten?
How many people think that the animals should take the circle and form a new circle?
Clear winner here.
Okay.
Settled.
Thank you.
This is a song about permanently fucked up relationships. Specifically dopamine agonists, which are most often prescribed to patients who have Parkinson's. When you have Parkinson's, you lose the ability to control your movement, and that is because your brain ceases to produce dopamine. So these dopamine agonists pump synthetic dopamine into the brain so you can move again. However, doctors started noticing that some of their patients were developing compulsive gambling habits. And the theory is that dopamine is released in the brain when something good happens. So you get home from work, you have a glass of wine, and you realize you're enjoying it because dopamine is released in the brain. And so you might decide to make that a nightly ritual, get home from work, have a glass of wine. And over the course of weeks or months, what happens is the brain releases dopamine in anticipation of the act, so the anticipation itself becomes pleasurable. And in a very rudimentary sense, this is how we recognize patterns, because of the release of dopamine in the brain. And so you go to a casino, and you're on these dopamine agonists that are pumping synthetic dopamine into your brain, and you're highly susceptible to patterns. So you might notice, if you put money in the slot and you win, that there is a blue light flashing and you hear a bell and then a whistle. And so you keep putting money in the machine, waiting for the moment when the blue light flashes and you hear a bell and then a whistle. The problem is that casinos create patterns that aren't patterns at all, and that's how they fuck you over. And so this song is about what happens when the world becomes a giant casino.
You're
to Tijuana and back.
Whoa.
And whew, it was a doozy. So, if you want to support us, please consider checking out one of the CDs that we have kindly brought along for your pleasure. And consider putting some money in our gas tank for the final stretch to the East Coast. Thank you so much to everyone who played tonight. It was a really great bill. And to all those who came, thank you so much.
Yeah, and thank you so much to Manny and Palonzo's. We're really grateful to be here and have the opportunity to tour right now.